Hey sis, let me ask you something, and I really want you to consider it, okay? When was the last time you stopped and asked yourself, what is it that you really want? Not what your kids need or want, not what your husband expects, not what your 9-to-5 demands, but you. If you've been feeling stuck, unseen, not heard, or you're just plain old tired of holding it all together for everyone else, then this episode is for you. Hey sis, are you ready to gain tools and skills that will result in you fully living in and up to your God-given potential and purpose? Is it time for you to reclaim your identity, achieve time management hacks, and finally master greater self-discipline? Well, if that sounds like you, you are in the right place. Let's go. Look, I know we are all busy and we find it difficult to lean on others to help us. But I have an amazing Facebook community of women who show up for one another to encourage, inspire, and help each other to grow. We share tips, skills, and advice from our own personal experiences, plus so much more. So come join us at Jada Hartfield, Life and Success Coach. Can't wait to see you there. And also, I have recently created a journal called Reclaiming Your Identity that I truly believe will be instrumental to you on your journey. The link is in the notes. Go grab yours now. Hey, 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 welcome back to Unblocking Your Purpose. I hope that you are joining me again, but if you are brand new, welcome to you too. And go catch last week's brand new episode as we are going into a new, venture, journey, experience together. I just kind of laid out what this season is going to be about. But we are going to go ahead and jump right into this episode because I truly believe that a lot of us that do everything for everybody else, definitely at some point in time, if we're not living it right now, have felt this way. But first, let me start with a Bible verse that I think will kind of set the tone for the episode. So I am going to read this. It is from Psalm 16:11 from the New International Version, or the NIV as they call it. And it simply says, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures in your right hand." All right. And so I was looking things up to kind of see like what really resonated with me, and hopefully it does resonate with you, because if you are a believer, and if you're not, that is a-okay. Maybe you believe in something, but there is so much more that comes along with, really believing that God has a purpose for our lives, because he has one for all of us. And I felt like that verse spoke to me because, again, he is making known the path. He will fill me with joy and will fill you with joy. And so I am not sure if you felt like this, but throughout, 13 years of marriage, being a mama bear to my three beautiful babies, right? Including those crazy 5-year-old twins and my little sassy 8-year-old, as you may have heard last week, I have just found myself in moments of asking, like, what do I really want, right? And even in saying that, after reading that Bible verse, it really should be not only what do I want, but what does he want for me, right? Because a lot of us know that the desires of our heart were really already placed there, right? So it's a matter of us finding out what that is. But at any rate, without going too deep into that, a lot of us just simply say, oh my gosh, what is it that I want? We'll sit up here and say, I want a career. Okay, I want to be married. Okay, I want to have kids. Okay, I want a house. I want all these things that we think we want, and then we get them and we're still kind of like, something's missing, right? We get all these things and we are blessed to be blessed. And not that we're not appreciative, because I'm sure, like me, you are appreciative of what you've been given, right? But sometimes there's still that like nagging feeling of something is just off. And for me, it felt like I was missing. So yes, I was a mom. Yes, I was a wife. Yes, I was, an army officer. I was all of these things that I wanted and I was grateful for. But in the midst of that, I felt like I was still lost in that. All right. If you know. And if you know, let me know that, how you felt. Because when we share with one another, it makes us, one, feel less alone. Two, it makes us feel seen and heard, right? And three, probably that we're not crazy, because you really are not crazy when you're having these moments of, my goodness, I have all of these things. So why am I still not feeling fulfilled, right? And I think a lot of times it's because, you know, something is just not connecting. And it's probably because in the process of gaining things, we may get further away from who we really truly are, like at our core. And so that's why a lot of times I think we're just like, I don't know what to do, or, you know, you feel guilty, right? Okay, I asked for these things and I got these things, but now what? How do I remain grateful? At the same time, how do I continue to chase after what I know I am purposed to do? Because right now I'm not living in it. Okay. And it is okay. It is okay if you are not living in what you know you should be doing. And here's the other thing. You may not even know what your purpose is, because there are so many distractions and there's so many things, and we're just moving and we're shaking and we're making it happen. You know, we're pushing. So we're praying until something happens. And in the meantime, we just keep going. And so sometimes we may stop and be like, I don't even know what I want. I don't even know what that looks like. You know, people are like, well, what do you like to do? And it's like, I don't even know. I mean, simple things. We may not even know what we like anymore because we're so busy taking care of everyone and everything else. And it is okay, because we can still turn it around. As long as we have breath in our lungs, as long as, you know, by the grace of God, our minds are still clear, we still have time. So now it's about us taking the actions, right? So I would have these moments of thinking like, okay, something's missing. I know I should be doing more. So I would recognize it. As I like to say, and I've heard before, so I use it, you know, I like shiny objects. So I'm like, ooh, let me try that. Okay. I want to do this. So let me go this way. And then if I buy this thing or do this thing, then I will continue to go down that path and I'll accomplish it. And I'm not proud to say it, but I will always be honest with you. As I said last week, and I will continue to say, that's not always the case. I'll start off really hot. I'll start off really heavy, and then life happens, and then fear creeps in, which we know we're not supposed to fear, but the doubts creep in. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, well, because of the kids or because of the job or because of the sun was in my eye, I can't do what I had set out to do that I know on purpose to do. And it's because I'm scared of something. That's what my story was. I would always be scared of something. So it's like, I would go so far and then I would just be like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I can do this. So instead of pushing through during those times, instead of really truly praying, instead of going back to the one to say, okay, you led me here. Now, what do I need to do? What is the next step? How do I keep going? You know, I love accountability partners or groups. I've heard the saying from my pastor all the time, like, we need four crazy friends. I will definitely be that for you if you need that. I'll be one of the four if you need. Because yes, you can have all of those things. You can have all of those people, and we can still get lost in the sauce because we don't know what we're doing, or we can get, you know, derailed because of fear. We can decide that we're going to let all the distractions take over and use that as our reasons for not doing it, instead of being quiet, being still, writing it down, making it plain, maybe sharing it with one person who can help keep you accountable, right? But instead of doing those things, we will just stop. We will not follow through. We will just say, okay, well, this isn't what I'm meant to do. Like, we will even let our minds start to gaslight us in a way, right? Like, well, I thought that's what I wanted, but is that what he really wanted? Well, if we're not still enough and quiet enough to listen, and then bold enough. Yes, sis, we have to be bold. Bold enough to ask for the things, to seek the resources, to find strength from, you know, the one who has it all and knows it all. Instead of doing those things to accomplish, we sit up here and we get stuck in ourselves, or we even allow people to stop us. So for me, that's the case, or has been the case. Like, I'll recognize it. I'll try something. Because I need to work on that little demon too, right? We all have something that we turn to when we don't want to do the hard things, or we don't want to do the things that we know we're called to do. We will turn to something else. So for me, it's buying something or that shiny object. Okay, yep, I'm gonna do this. And then still getting caught up where I'm not doing it. So that has been my cycle. I am not here to say that I am perfect because I am not, but I am here to say that until we are able and willing to go and continue to take the steps, continue to do the hard things, continue to show up every day, even if it's a small step, all of those lead toward that mission success. You know, maybe it is writing it up. Maybe it is having it on Post-it or in a journal or to that one person or whoever your people are to remind you of who you are, whose you are, and what you have to do. That will help us to get unstuck. That helps us to unblock that purpose, to get over that speed bump and to keep moving because people are waiting on us, right? So I'm just saying all of that to say that you are not alone, okay? We all have our ways of doing it. You're not alone in that. But now that you're not alone, now that you're in this community, what you gonna do about it, all right? So for me, it has been a matter of, one, girl, you ain't buying nothing else until you finish this. And not even just buying things. I know I'm using that, but not even just buying things, but just finding a way to complete something. I am so good at brainstorming or having a great idea. And then, okay, here's how I'm going to map it out. Have the steps down, sis. Have them down. And then we'll still be like, okay, let me go do something different, right? Or let me stop that until the next time I find something else. And I'm here to encourage you because I am now saying, you know what? Get out of the way. Get out of your way, Jada. Get out of God's way. Get out of the way. And whatever that looks like, however I have to do that, I have to do that. So I am not saying to do these things, you know, instead of taking care of those blessings that we talked about. Like, these don't necessarily come before my husband or before my children, before my, you know, my career, before taking care of home. But it doesn't always come dead last either. It's all about finding that balance, right? And as we know, we can't be everywhere at the same time all the time, but we can make, and you know, we can make time. And then, as I always like to say, we have to take the time. And that is what I'm saying I am doing now. So whether that is finding a sitter for my kids, I don't know if you follow me on my social medias, but please do that because I like to share. It's not me just coming out here talking to you, right? Which I love to do, but it's me sharing like, hey, I'm not perfect, but here's a day in the life, or this is what I did, or this is how I carved out time for myself. Because it's important. So finding however that works for you. I mean, it's really big, of course, to have that village for your kids, but you have to have it for yourself, right? And so that is what I have started to incorporate for me. Something else that's important to me is I'm trying to read the Bible all the way through. And I'm gonna tell you something, because I'm always honest, I'm way behind. Your sister friend here, she is way behind, but I am still striving to make it happen. If that means at night I'm opening up my Bible and I am making dedicated time, those babies have been put to sleep, the husband is, you know, waiting or doing whatever he needs to do as he's winding down, and that is my time to connect. That is my time to honor myself, honor the Lord, honor my commitments to myself, honor the wishes that I have and the desires that I have, right? And so that also brings me joy because I am not only getting fed, but I'm also meeting those goals. So it's like we have to find that joy from what he has for us, for what we find joy in. Me coming out here and spending time, that brings me joy. Me trying to share, that brings me joy. Me having community and bringing us together, that brings me joy. I mean, I love connecting people. You should just ask my friends. I'm like, oh, you need something? Oh, I know someone who does it. Let me connect you, right? So that brings me joy. So that is a way that I have started incorporating, like finding my people who can help me hang with the kids for a little bit while I have a couple hours to do what I need to do. And if you do follow me, I took about 6 hours a week or so ago. And I was like, hey, can you hang with them? Take them swimming, let them get their last little swim in. And I just needed some time. And so let me tell you, I went and got my nails done. I didn't have to be rushed. I went and had Chipotle, y'all. I had a hot meal by myself. Didn't have to share it. And then I got in my bed. I was so tired. I was like, nope, we got to keep doing. And I said, nope, I need to rest. I need to rest. And I lay down, I took a nap for about an hour. And it was, probably about an hour and a half. And it was great to just stop and to feed me. And it brought me joy because then I was able to keep going and do the things that I need to do. So, homework for you. What are you going to do? What is it that you feel that you're missing in your life right now? Whether that be maybe a dream you had, maybe just part of your personalities, maybe that have been dimmed, because a lot of times our light can be dimmed by, you know, relationships. I'll just put it like that. Relationships, whether romantic or friends or work. You know, a lot of times, I mean, the country, I mean, everything is just in turmoil, but doesn't mean we have to live in that, right? Because we don't. But we have people that are always coming at us, but we can still find joy. We can still find peace. We can still find the things that make us happy, even when those things try to dim our light, try to make us play it small, right? And I have to be careful with my babies because they have all this personality and I don't want to dim their lights. So I just have to be like, let's at least put it in some bounds a little bit, right? We don't have to be loud all the time. But we can have all those things happen, and then we find ourselves like waking up one day again saying, who am I? And I'm missing. So what is it that's missing for you? That dream, maybe your confidence, your self-confidence, maybe not feeling worthy. Maybe your self-worth has gone down. But how do we turn and flip that? Because you were perfectly made, okay? Yes, we like to tweak things, right? Makeup, hair, whatever. But you, your inside, your core, your soul, your spirit, man, you were perfectly made, sis. And you're beautiful. And you're amazing. And you're powerful. And even if you don't feel it, and you may not know me and I may not know you, but I, if you're listening to me right now, I have to know that that is the type of woman that you are, because you're here with me. And we attract those that we are like, all right? So what is the thing, your homework, what is it that's missing? One thing, pick one thing. Let's start with one. What is one thing that you feel may be missing that you can start thinking how to recover that? How to recover her if it's you? That is what I want you to work on, because we are able to find joy. We deserve it. And I want to tell you something. I can tell when my joy and my fulfillment is down versus when it's up. Just the way I show up, the way I interact with my husband, with my babies, with my friends, with people I work with. You just show up different when you're living in your purpose that has been given to you, versus when you're out here, again, playing that whack-a-mole and just struggling. We ain't trying to struggle. We're trying to strive, okay? So think of that one thing. Hit me up. Please come to the community. It's going to be later as the show closes. Come and join us and share, because, again, and you'll hear this, we are better when we are together. And when we can, like, even when sharing your part, like sharing what it is that brings you happiness, somebody may have never even thought of that. And they may go try that. And it may completely change the trajectory of their life. Okay. So it's not all about us, but it does start with us. So start with you, find that thing, and let's get after it. All right. And I want to hear about it, and we will continue to share, and we will continue to show up. And I just want to say thank you so much for being here, and I will see you soon. All right. Love you. Bye. Okay, lady, now's your turn to go check out the Facebook community and grab your journal, Reclaiming Your Identity, if you haven't already. Your future self will thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If so, would you do me a favor and take about 30 seconds and share it with a friend, a sister, a mom, or any woman that you know is also ready to unblock their purpose? And if you could also please leave a quick review for the show wherever you're tuning in from, that would be great. It really motivates and encourages me to know that I am walking in my purpose and helping you. After all, we are better when we come together. All right, sis, until next Monday, remain blessed and continue taking steps to unblock your purpose. Bye.